Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Episode 36 examines the current cryptocurrency market, noting price dips in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana, and extreme fear in the market, attributed to hacks and geopolitical factors. It draws parallels between the current Bitcoin cycle and 2017, highlighting similarities in market corrections, institutional involvement, and altcoin volatility.
Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive into crypto.
Yeah.
Today we're tackling a question I know a lot of you have been thinking about. Are we seeing a repeat of 2017, that crazy year of massive highs and then devastating lows? To try and figure this out, we've got a ton of stuff to look at today. Real-time market data, of course, some insights from Crypto Daily. Money is freedom.
And even a chart analysis.
So much to unpack.
Right. It's going to be a good one, I think.
The question on everyone's mind is, are we on the verge of another crypto boom? Or are we headed for a bust?
Exactly. So let's start with what's actually happening in the market right now. Things are definitely a bit shaky. Bitcoin has dipped below $90,000 for the first time since like mid-January.
Saw that.
A drop of almost 7% in just 24 hours.
It's a sea of red out there. Ethereum and Solana are down too, over 7% and 4% each. There's a lot of unease. In the market, for sure.
Okay, so we see the numbers, but like, what's actually causing this dip? Crypto Daily mentions a couple things that might be spooking investors. Well, one, there's news of a massive Ether hack on the Bybit exchange. We're talking like a potential $1.5 billion stolen.
Wow.
That kind of news always sends chills down the spines of investors.
I bet. Makes sense. A hack that big, it would make anyone nervous about security. But this isn't happening in isolation, right? There are other factors too.
You got it. The crypto market doesn't exist in a vacuum. You know, we're seeing wider sell-offs across all markets, driven by global uncertainty, it seems like, geopolitical tensions, economic worries, the whole shebang. It all just creates this perfect storm that pushes everything downwards, crypto included.
So we've got some turbulence for sure. But here's where things get interesting. The 2017 parallels. Remember that year? Bitcoin shot up, then crashed, taking altcoins down with it.
Oh, yeah.
Some analysts are saying we're seeing a repeat of those patterns right now.
And there's evidence to back that up. Take a look at this chart analysis from image.pdf. What's striking is the pattern of multiple 28% or greater pullbacks, followed by rallies to new highs, just like we saw in 2017.
Okay, I'm looking at the chart now. What are you seeing? That's setting off alarm bells for people. What's the key takeaway here?
Well, first, those pullbacks are significant. We're not talking about tiny dips here. These are serious drops. That would shake out even the most seasoned investor. And the fact that we're seeing them at similar points in the cycle to 2017 makes people wonder if history is repeating itself.
But back then, altcoins crashed even harder, right? Crypto Daily mentioned drops of up to 65% before they bounced back. We haven't seen that kind of carnage this time around.
True. But keep in mind, Crypto Daily's Money is Freedom podcast also raised a red flag about the current meme coin craze.
Oh, right.
Remember that episode? Are we at the peak of the meme coin craze?
They pointed out Solana's underperformance compared to Bitcoin as a potential warning sign that things might be getting a little frothy.
That's right. They argued that the meme coin craze, especially on platforms like Pump.Fun, might be nearing its end. So maybe the altcoin crash hasn't happened yet, but it could be on the horizon. Exactly. And that's where understanding market indicators becomes really crucial. Crypto Daily emphasizes looking at things like ISM trends, liquidity cycles, and inflation. These are the forces that could shape what happens next in crypto.
Okay, so you've thrown out some big, potentially confusing terms. Break those down for me. What are these indicators, and how can they help someone like me understand the crypto market?
Sure. Let's start with the ISM. That stands for the Institute for Supply Management, and they track data on the manufacturing sector, mostly in the U.S. Think of it like a health check for the economy.
Right.
A strong ISM usually means a healthy economy, which is good news for riskier assets like crypto. But if the ISM starts to weaken, it could signal a slowdown and investors might pull back from crypto.
So it's like a canary in the coal mine for the wider economy.
Yeah.
If the canary starts to keel over, it might be time to get out of the crypto mine.
That's one way to look at it. Now, liquidity cycles. Refer to how easily you can buy or sell an asset. High liquidity means there's a lot of money flowing around, which can push prices up. When liquidity dries up, prices tend to drop. Understanding these cycles can help anticipate those shifts.
That makes sense. So more money flowing around means more people buying crypto, driving prices up. Less money means fewer buyers.
Right.
And prices might fall. What about inflation? Everyone's talking about that these days. How does it play into all of this?
Well, some believe Bitcoin, with its limited supply, can act as a hedge against inflation. If your dollars are losing value, Bitcoin might hold its value better. But there's another side to the coin. Rising inflation could also lead to tighter monetary policy from governments, and that could hurt risk assets like crypto. It's a complex relationship.
So with inflation, it's like a double-edged sword for crypto. On the one hand, it might drive people towards Bitcoin as a safe haven. On the other hand, it could trigger government actions that hurt the entire market. Tricky stuff.
Exactly. It's a complex dynamic that we need to keep watching closely.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another big player in this crypto drama. Institutional investors.
Yes, the big money. Crypto Daily highlighted how major players like Citadel and BlackRock are now involved in crypto. That's a huge change from 2017, when institutions were just starting to dip their toes in.
It's a completely different landscape now. Institutions are diving headfirst into crypto, and that's changing the game.
What's driving this institutional FOMO? Why are they so interested in crypto all of a sudden?
Well, there are a few reasons. First, the crypto market has grown up a lot since 2017. It's more regulated, more liquid, and easier for institutions to navigate. Second, the potential returns in crypto are too big to ignore. And third, there's a growing sense that crypto is here to stay. It's not just a fad, it's a transformative technology.
So does this influx of institutional money mean the crypto market's becoming more stable? Less like the Wild West and more like Wall Street?
It's certainly possible. Institutional money can bring more stability and liquidity to the market, but it's not a guaranteed smooth ride. Remember, institutions can make big moves, and those moves can create volatility too.
That's a good point. Just because the big players are here doesn't mean we can all relax and expect steady growth. But hey, one thing that hasn't changed much since 2017 is the appeal of those altcoins. People are still chasing those moonshot games.
Absolutely. The altcoin market is still a hotbed of speculation and innovation. And with the rise of things like DeFi and NFTs, there's a whole universe of new opportunities popping up all the time.
It's mind-boggling how fast things change in crypto. But with all this talk of altcoins and potential bubbles, are we headed for another alt season? Should I be getting ready to ride that wave?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some analysts think we are, pointing to things like the growing institutional interest, the DeFi explosion, and the emergence of new blockchain platforms. But Crypto Daily's Money is Freedom podcast also warned us about the potential dangers of the meme coin craze. Not all altcoins are created equal, and some could face big corrections.
Right. Just because something is an altcoin doesn't mean it's a guaranteed winner. Some of them have real uses and solid tech behind them, but others are just riding the hype wave. Buyer beware, right?
Exactly. It's crucial to do your research and understand what you're investing in before diving headfirst into the altcoin market. But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to consider: regulation.
Yes, regulation, the big unknown in the crypto world. How is the evolving regulatory landscape shaping things?
That's a crucial question, and one we'll delve into more in part three of our deep dive. Governments around the world are still figuring out how to handle cryptocurrencies, and their decisions could have a massive impact on the industry.
It feels like a wild west out there, with regulators trying to catch up to this fast-moving technology. So what can our listeners expect in part three? What other insights are we going to uncover?
We'll dive deep into the world of regulations and explore how they might shape the future of crypto.
Sounds good to me.
See you there.
See ya. Welcome back to our crypto deep dive. Last time we were wrestling with this big question: are we reliving 2017? And the more we look at the data, the more those parallels pop up.
It's like holding a mirror up to the market, for sure. Remember that chart analysis from image.pdf?
Yeah.
Those steep drops in Bitcoin followed by even stronger comebacks, that was a hallmark of 2017.
Yeah, those red lines marking the 28% plus pullbacks are giving me flashbacks.
Yeah.
But if we're really following the 2017 playbook, shouldn't altcoins be taking an even bigger hit? We haven't seen those 65% drops that Crypto Daily talked about.
That's a good point. We haven't seen a full-blown altcoin crash yet. But remember, Crypto Daily also warned about the meme coin frenzy potentially reaching its peak. They even highlighted Solana lagging behind Bitcoin as a potential warning sign.
Yeah, their podcast, Money is Freedom. They were pretty clear that the meme coin craze, especially on platforms like Pump.Fun, might be unsustainable. So maybe the altcoin reckoning is still out there. lurking in the shadows.
It's definitely a possibility, and this is why it's crucial to understand those market indicators we talked about earlier. Remember, Crypto Daily really emphasized looking at ISM trends, liquidity cycles, and inflation. These forces could determine what happens next in the crypto world.
Okay, so let's say I'm keeping an eye on those indicators. What am I looking for? What are they telling us right now?
Well, let's take the ISM Manufacturing Index. This gives us a peek into how well U.S. manufacturing is doing. A strong ISM reading often suggests a healthy economy, which could be good news for crypto. But if the ISM weakens, it could signal trouble ahead.
So it's like a warning system. If the ISM starts flashing red, it might be time to rethink my crypto strategy.
Exactly. Now, liquidity cycles are a bit more nuanced. Liquidity is all about how easily you can buy or sell an asset. High liquidity means there's lots of money flowing, driving prices up. But when liquidity dries up, things can get dicey. Understanding these cycles can help you anticipate potential market swings.
Okay, so it's like the tides of the market. Sometimes the tide is high, bringing in more money and pushing up prices. Sometimes the tide goes out and things get a bit more volatile. Makes sense. Now, what about inflation? How does that play into the crypto equation? It feels like everyone's worried about inflation these days.
It's definitely a big factor. Some people believe Bitcoin, with its limited supply, can act as a hedge against inflation. As the value of your dollars goes down, Bitcoin might hold its value better. But others argue that rising inflation could lead to tighter monetary policies
from governments, and that could actually harm risk assets like cryptocurrencies.
So with inflation, it's like a double-edged sword for crypto. On the one hand, it might drive people towards Bitcoin as a safe haven. On the other hand, it could trigger government actions that hurt the entire market. Tricky stuff. Exactly. It's a complex dynamic that we need to keep watching closely, but
yes.
Let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another big player in this crypto drama, institutional investors.
Ah, yes. The big money. Crypto Daily highlighted how major players like Citadel and BlackRock are now involved in crypto. That's a huge change from 2017, when institutions were just starting to dip their toes in.
It's a completely different landscape now. Institutions are diving headfirst into crypto, and that's changing the game.
What's driving this institutional FOMO? Why are they so interested in crypto all of a sudden?
Well, there are a few reasons. First, the crypto market has grown up a lot since 2017. It's more regulated, more liquid, and easier for institutions to navigate. Second, the potential returns in crypto are too big to ignore. And third, there's a growing sense that crypto is here to stay. It's not just a fad, it's a transformative technology.
So does this influx of institutional money? I mean, the crypto market is becoming more stable, less like the Wild West and more like, well, Wall Street.
It's certainly possible. Institutional money can bring more stability and liquidity to the market. But it's not a guaranteed smooth ride. Remember, institutions can make big moves, and those moves can create volatility too.
That's a good point. Just because the big players are here doesn't mean we can all relax and expect steady growth. But hey,
yeah.
One thing that hasn't changed much since 2017 is the appeal of those altcoins. People are still chasing those moonshot gains.
Absolutely. The altcoin market is still a hotbed of speculation and innovation. And with the rise of things like DeFi and NFTs, there's a whole universe of new opportunities popping up all the time.
It's mind-boggling how fast things change in crypto. But with all this talk of altcoins and potential bubbles, are we headed for another alt season? Should I be getting ready to ride that wave?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some analysts think we are, pointing to things like the growing institutional interest, the DeFi explosion, and the emergence of new blockchain platforms. But Crypto Daily's Money is Freedom podcast also warned us about the potential dangers of the meme coin craze. Not all altcoins are created equal, and some could face big corrections.
Right. Just because something is an altcoin doesn't mean it's a guaranteed winner. Some of them have real uses and solid tech behind them, but others are just riding the hype wave. Buyer beware.
Exactly. It's crucial to do your research and understand what you're investing in before diving headfirst into the altcoin market. But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to consider. Regulation.
Ah, yes. Regulation. The big unknown in the crypto world. How is the evolving regulatory landscape shaping things?
That's a crucial question, and one we'll delve into more in part 3 of our deep dive. Governments around the world are still figuring out how to handle cryptocurrencies, and their decisions could have a massive impact on the industry.
It feels like a Wild West out there, with regulators trying to catch up to this fast-moving technology. So what can our listeners expect in part 3? What other insights are we going to uncover? And we're back for the final part of our crypto deep dive.
Part 3, the grand finale.
We've talked market swings, the echoes of 2017, the arrival of big institutions. But now we got to tackle the big elephant in the room, regulation.
Yeah, it's the big one, isn't it?
Right. It feels like this huge question mark hanging over the whole crypto world. Like, how are governments going to regulate this new decentralized technology that frankly seems to want to exist outside the normal rules?
It's that core tension, isn't it? You know, crypto was designed to be free from government control. But as it becomes more mainstream, governments are stepping in. They want to protect investors, prevent illegal activities. And let's be honest, figure out how they can get a piece of the action.
Right. It's that classic struggle between freedom and control playing out right in front of us. Crypto daily, money is freedom. Doesn't go into specific regulations. But you can sense that tension running through all their analysis.
Oh, absolutely. Think about those episodes on meme coins and fiscal dominance. They both touch on areas where regulation could have a huge impact. Will governments try to crack down on meme coin speculation? How will they manage their own debt and spending in a world where crypto is becoming increasingly important?
It feels like a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
Those are some big, complex questions. But, you know, maybe regulation isn't necessarily a bad thing. What if we had clear, consistent rules? Wouldn't that actually make the crypto market more attractive to investors and businesses?
First,
it seems like uncertainty breeds volatility.
I agree. Right now, the lack of clear guidelines creates fear and hesitation. A well-defined regulatory framework could help legitimize the crypto space and attract even more institutional investment.
But here's the flip side. If governments get too heavy-handed with regulations, won't that stifle innovation and undermine the whole point of crypto?
True.
It's a tough balancing act.
It is. That's why it's so important to stay informed about what's happening on the regulatory front. Keep an eye on key regions like the US, the EU, and Asia. Their decisions will have ripple effects throughout the entire crypto market.
So it's not just about watching the price of Bitcoin. We got to keep up with the regulatory landscape too. It's a lot to keep track of.
It is, but that's what makes the crypto world so dynamic and fascinating. It's constantly evolving. There's always something new to learn and understand.
And speaking of learning and understanding, let's revisit that final thought-provoking question from Crypto Daily. How might government spending and debt influence the crypto market, especially with the threat of inflation looming over everything?
That's where things get really interesting. Remember that blog post they highlighted, The New Era of Fiscal Dominance? It argues that as government debt keeps rising and central banks keep printing money, we could be in for a serious inflation surge.
And if that happens, wouldn't it make sense for investors to flock to assets like Bitcoin, which is seen as a hedge against inflation? But then wouldn't governments try to intervene even more in the crypto market to maintain control over their monetary policy?
Exactly. It's this complex dance between traditional finance, government policies, and the decentralized world of crypto.
It's like a high-stakes poker game where the players keep changing the rules and the stakes keep getting higher. So what's the takeaway for our listeners who are trying to navigate this wild crypto world? What advice would you give them?
I'd say stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid of the uncertainty. The crypto world is full of potential, both positive and negative. The journey of discovery.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the crypto market. We've covered a lot of ground, but we've only scratched the surface of this complex and fascinating landscape.
Absolutely.
We encourage you to continue exploring, to dig deeper into the resources we've discussed, and to stay engaged with this ever-evolving world.
It's an exciting space to be in.
Because the crypto adventure is just beginning. Until next time, happy exploring.